Flying fingers of that wonderful accordion player Sharon Shannon playing a tune called Tune for a Found Harmonium. Now, one of the earliest instruments, apart from the piano, that I remember learning was the harmonium at school. And you certainly couldn't play a harmonium like that. Now, friends, I want to play for you what a lot of people in today's world, when they hear it, would go, oh, dear me, Joe, could you not have got a better recording? But this has everything, in my book anyway. It has quaintness, it has simplicity, and it's the type of music that was very, very popular around, well, I'd say in the 40s. It's a classic in itself. It's the wonderful song of the spinning wheel that we've played many versions of on Sounds Irish. But this is Delia Murphy's version. Delia, who hailed from County Cork and travelled the world, and she was one of the original folk singers of Irish music. And this is definitely folk. It's basic, but to me it conjures up, well, typically Irish of that era. Have a listen to Delia Murphy and see if you can get into the spirit of it and the spinning wheel.
My lord, the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and mourning and drowsily knitting. Eileen, a current, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the song, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, spins the wheel while the foot stirring. Sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. The where the form at the casement, the form of our true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. The maid shakes her head on her lip, lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go, and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns on her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Now the wheel round, slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound, noiseless and light to the lattice above her, the maid creeps then leaps to the arms of her lover, slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and they're ringing and moving through the grove, the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
Delia Murphy telling us the story of the spinning wheel, and I'm not sure whether you would agree with me, but I feel that has something lovely and quaint about it. Now, earlier on, we played a duo, Logan McCool, a bit of country and Irish. Here's my favourite duo of today, Foster and Allen, telling the story of the cottage in the country, waiting for the young boy to come home. He left his home a long time ago, and his parents are waiting for him to come home to the cottage in the country.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. For they hoped and they prayed he'd return to them, though the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there had been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. The old man is tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. on a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of a son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
Always tidy and neat with a nice arrangement there. There we heard Foster and Allen, and there's an old cottage waiting in the country. Now we come to another of those requests, and I'm going along with the request, although I play this track over and over again, but I still get requests for it. So I hope I'm not boring you to death with it, but this is first of all one of my favourite ballad groups, the Dublin City Ramblers. And I have an email from Teresa. I had an email from Teresa a couple of weeks ago, did we not? I'm sure we did. But Teresa, many thanks for the email. And you say, could you play the song about Dublin? Now, I've had lots of songs about Dublin, but she goes on, she explains, you told the story of the old man reminiscing about Dublin the old days. So I presume, Teresa, you mean Dublin in the rare old times. Now, this is the story of the man who's looking down on Dublin. He's nearing the end of his life, and he sees Dublin as it is today. And he compares it with the Dublin as it was when he was growing up, and he fell in love with a girl, and all sorts of things happened. And he's still not happy with the Dublin of today. Teresa, many, many thanks for the email. And by the way, to all my friends with the programme, do keep those emails coming. I do know now that there are a lot of people out there listening. The Dublin City Ramblers, Dublin in the rare old times.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And a courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student shop, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the goggles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, and the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Donaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
The Dublin City Ramblers and Dublin in the Rare Old Times. And we're moving up from Dublin on the East Coast right up to the Northwest to, yes, you've guessed it, Donegal and the King of Donegal. Well, he hails from Donegal. I'm speaking, of course, of Daniel O'Donnell. And Daniel is singing the praises of his own county, my lovely Donegal.
As through your glens I stroll today, Tyrconnell of renown, unspoiled by man, blessed by God's hand, there's beauty all around. Enraptured I just sit and dream of nature's gifts to you, and your sweetest charms are woven round your Atlantic waters blue. Oh, Abuchle, sure it's lovely when the sunbeams kiss those hills, or when the first snows fall and bring an early winter's chill, and the wind will whisper softly as the leaves begin to fall. If you want to see what heaven's like, just come to Donegal. A little piece of heaven fell from the sky one day, and it landed in old Ireland, I heard my mother say. So if you're ever passing, please make sure to call and see my piece of heaven
my lovely Donegal. Oh, Donegal, sweet Donegal, with your hills and valleys fair. God gave you wealth in a special way, with gifts beyond compare. There's beauty in the morning mist, just at the break of day. Or when evening dons her mantle and the twilight slips away, a little piece of heaven fell from the sky one day, and it landed in old Ireland, I heard my mother say. So if you're ever passing, please make sure to call and see my piece of heaven, my lovely Donegal. And see my piece of heaven, my lovely Donegal.
And who better to sing the praises of Donegal than Daniel O'Donnell, a Donegal man himself. Now, we're moving from Donegal because we're going to Cavan. And apart from Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, I don't think I've played another Cavan song, but now I've come across one of my favourite artists, Johnny McAvoy, and he's telling us the story of his Cavan girl.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. Though Uchter and the road I go once seemed beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me seems the colour of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pool of sky reminds the colour of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross, each Sunday morning, it's there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So then Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work a week till I return to court in Cavan Town. when asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning, roused myself, and back to her I go.
Well, Cavan Girl there from Johnny McAvoy, and we are on the move again from Cavan right over to the west of Ireland and the beautiful Achill Island, which is an island off the coast of Mayo. And here we've got the lovely Anne Breen. Now, we feature Anne quite a lot on the programme, and she's giving us her interpretation of a country and Irish version of this song. And she's over there in New York, and she's thinking of her home back in Achill Island. Listen to the lovely Anne Breen and Achill Island. Another good example of good country and Irish music, Anne Breen and My Achill Island Home. Now, this next track, first of all, I will point out to you once again, it's a little longer than we normally have, but it tells a story, and if I fade it, you'll miss the story. It seems that this young lad, by the way, the track is sung by Anne Marie O'Riordan, but she's telling the story of the man. His name is Willie, you see. And he fell in love with the lord of the manor's daughter. And they ran away together. And the father caught up with them in the town of Belfast. And he put this Willie lad in jail. and he was sentenced to go away from Aaron's lovely home. Now, you have to listen to the lyrics, and as I say, it's a little longer. You'll get the story. I think it's great. Mind you, I think anything that Anne Maria Riordan does is great.
Then I can return again to the earth. my dear.
Anne-Marie O'Riordan and the sad story of Erin's lovely home. Now, here's a bit of a nonsense from Patsy Wartcorn. I told you on many occasions about every, well, second or third Sunday night when I was growing up in our house, we used to have hoolies and everybody did their party piece. I used to play the piano and everybody, whether it was a poem or a song or what have you. Well, one of my brothers, this was his party piece, telling us all about the big strong man. And we all used to join in the chorus.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink the battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York and he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea and he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, else fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to old Japan, so they brought out a whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad, sure he played the whole lot. Well, the old church bells did ring and the old church choir did sing. They all turned out to bid farewell to my big brother Sylvester.
He was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink the battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.